are smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls. They feed on the
It's Garden Talk, hour number two. We'll go right back to the calls in just a couple minutes. Gwen Kilcher is always my co-host on Garden Talk, and special guest today, Heidi Herman. Now, how would that name be spelled? Let's take a guess. Is it H-E? Continue on.
The last name is Herman, H-E-R-R-M-A-N-N.
Two R's and two N's.
Yeah, good job.
Tell us more about the flower growing courses you're teaching at the SRJC.
Right. It's through community education. It's a course titled Specialty Cut Flower Production for the North Bay. And so it's the field growing of this for small scale, or if you want to augment it into your existing farm. Like a one raised bed or a full production where for sale. And it could be for one wedding that person's growing for, or for a long-term kind of flower arranging business.
Wow.
So it's three to two night classes. This summer, there's July 17th and July 31st, two evenings on the main Santa Rosa campus, and then a lab day up at Shone Farm. That's August 14th.
Great.
So where we get to do some of the seed sowing, we get to do some soil prep, irrigation, and kind of practice bunch making.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's geared toward more for production. What about for homeowners that just want to improve their success rate with growing flowers? Could they get information that would be valuable from that?
Yeah, we cover a co-teacher, Lenny Larkin, and I teach this course. And we talk about the different ingredients in a flower bouquet and how to start summer perennials, vines, foliage, filler flowers, focal. So these different kind of categories that construct a quality bouquet, and how to ensure you have a supply of those throughout the year.
That's fantastic. I'd love to take a course like that. How long is the course? 2 hours?
It's 9 hours total. So two night classes of 3 hours and then a morning lab of 3 hours. And we're going to offer one in Petaluma, too, to offer kind of the South County on July 18th and 19th.
Through the JC South County campus.
Correct.
Okay.
That's right. And so those are all through community ed. And there's another course that's being offered through the main campus that I'm teaching this summer. It's called Intro to Organic Gardening and Food Production. That's Sustainable Ag 120. And so that'll be on Thursdays. It's a full-day class from 8 to 3.
Wow.
And that's registration on the main junior college website. That begins on June 22nd. There's also another course this summer offered through the main campus. Both of these courses are going to be at the Shone Farm site. It's Sustainable Ag 117, and it's called Fruit and Berry Production, and Wendy Krupnik will be teaching that.
Boy. Well, you're doing a lot of teaching this summer.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you have greenhouses at your property? Where you grow flowers?
Yeah, I run at Strong Arm Farm. I have a large greenhouse where I start a lot of the sets in plug trays, and I also have about a quarter acre of tuberose lilies.
Wow, those are difficult to grow. They are very, very difficult to grow. You get a gold star, two gold stars.
They are, but they're so gorgeous. We've talked about tuberoses forever.
Well, let Heidi tell.
Could you give us some tips? I'd love to be able to grow them.
Yeah, these are frost hardy, which is delightful in our climate. So I don't have to dig them up. They just stay in the field. It's up in Healdsburg, so it does get quite a bit hotter up there. So they do love the heat. We don't have gophers yet. I'll knock on wood. So they are gopher food. So it's a hot spot where they will take it down to about 25 degrees. I do mulch them with straw, but they're extremely fragrant, and they have their peak around in August is when they send up most of their stems. So that's great for like the August, September, October weddings that I'll provide a lot of stems for.
And where do you find your tuberoses? Where do you purchase them?
I sell them at California Sister, which is in the Barlow in Sebastopol, and at the Mike's Truck Farm in Fulton. It's the vegetable stand there.
Oh, yeah.
I sell them at that site. And then at Shelton's in Healdsburg.
Oh, Shelton's Family Market in Healdsburg.
And then a majority of them get sent down to San Francisco, actually, through a distributor that sends them to Byright.
Byright Market's down in San Francisco. And so it needs a hot So hot temperatures,
yes.
But it takes frost. Well, why is it so tricky, Gwen, then to grow these?
So watering
Heidi's not
issue.
Telling us the secrets.
Watering, you know, and their soil. I'm sure Heidi has really good draining soil, lots of organic matter in there, and, you know, they like good drainage, right?
It's true. They do. They are shallow rooted, so they do need frequent watering. These bulbs are unique to this area in that they can tolerate some frost. And I got them from this old fella down here in Santa Rosa, and he acclimated them to survive in our climate. And so they're frost hardy. And so he kept culling they kind of died themselves, the ones that couldn't tolerate the frost. And so he just kept retaining and multiplying the ones that survived. And so he has this great, unique genetic stock, and he sold me the whole farm.
That's incredible. Well, you fell into that pretty nicely.
Yeah, so that was a nice one. So that's kind of the heavyweight of earning on our farm. So I grow some medicinal herbs for the Santa Rosa Herb Exchange, or no, the Sonoma County Herb Exchange. And these cut flowers. And so those are I used to run a vegetable farm. That's how Strong Arm began. And the herbs and the flowers kind of eclipsed it financially, mm-hmm. and has found a unique spot in the marketplace.
What other flowers do you grow besides the tuber roses that are a good income source and that grow well around here?
Right. I grow, I've more of a specialty because I wholesale most of them. I grow goldenrod and this some echinacea, because that can be sold as a cut and the root for medicine. And I grow some peonies.
Oh, you do?
And
Yeah, get
some
back
of those.
To that.
Okay. And what else? The one called loosestrife. No, yeah, what's a strange name?
Do you know what
it's something in the loosestrife. It's a white kind of nodding gooseneck loosestrife. It's a strange long name.
Gooseneck loosestrife?
Yeah. And it's white, but the brides love it, and it looks great in a handheld bouquet.
I can't think of the Latin name to it. I haven't heard loosestrife for a while, but
The Lysimachia, I think it's.
I know that they've been developing a lot of peonies specifically for the West Coast. A lot of growers have been trying to successfully. What peonies are you growing?
These are they go dormant in the winter, and they're just sprouting up right now. They've got a nice buds on them. They're not the tree kind, but I grow them in the coldest part of our property. So because they didn't bloom last in 2016 because there wasn't enough cold that year. So they need a lot of chill hours. I think that's what our shortcoming here is.
Yeah, I think we were successful once we started dumping blocks of ice on them.
Right.
No, really. Did you ever have to do that?
I haven't. I'm not that dedicated. No, that's a bit of effort.
She has too many to do that to. She needs a truckload of ice.
Ron, thanks for holding. Welcome to Garden Talk. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. I own a termite company here in the Sonoma area, and what I see constantly around the homes that I do inspections on or for people that have found termites is that I see homeowners growing vegetables right next to the foundation of their homes. And what they may not know about their home, especially if it's an older home, something in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, you have no idea what pesticides have been put in the ground right next to the foundation to keep the termites away. So I just wanted to throw this out there to people who may be thinking about putting tomatoes next to their house or something like that, or doing some vining or something like that. Don't do it within, I don't know, 5 feet of your house. Designate a garden area or something like that, but don't put edible things in the ground right next to your foundation.
Thank you. That is an incredibly interesting tip and topic. I never quite thought of that, but certainly those pesticides to prevent termites are there, and they can certainly move through the soil, I would guess, about their application. So take heed and plant away from the foundation. Thank you so much for holding and sharing that tip with us, Ron. Ed, good morning. It's your turn. Thanks for holding, and welcome to Garden Talk. Hi, Ed.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
I'm calling for Gwen.
Yes.
And I was calling to plug the Snow White tomatoes.
Oh, yeah? What about them?
Well, I just wanted to tell people that they're really good. They're low in acid, and you can do anything with those that you can do to other tomatoes.
Right, and that's the one that Renee is selling at the Alcare plant sale on Barnes Road today, correct?
Right, yes. Right, because I mentioned it, was it 2 years ago that I said it? That's my new favorite cherry tomato, and so, Ed, you grew it last year, and that's why you're familiar with it.
Yes, I am, and I'll tell you what, that plant got so big, I couldn't keep up with all the tomatoes, so I was giving them to all of the neighbors, you know.
Wow.
So very prolific and grower and delicious and on the lower acid side, correct?
Yes.
Well, thank you for an endorsement of the Snow White tomato.
Hey, I have a question for you then. Are you going to grow it again this year?
Yes, we bought one yesterday. We bought two yesterday, as a matter of fact, but one goes to a friend.
Oh, from at Renee's tomato sale?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Oh, perfect. Well, are you the Ed that she told me about who you were kidding and you said that you have a lot of gophers on your property and you were going to have a gopher barbecue for your friends and neighbors? Oh, that is you.
That was me.
That's you.
Well, I think we'll end the conversation right there.
But gopher barbecue.
Thank you for your call, Ed. We appreciate that. Actually, we had Cliff Silva on many, many years ago, the grower, and he was actually the gardener for Charles Schultz for many, many years. A champion gopher catcher, probably the most successful gopher catcher in Sonoma County. And he said he had a freezer full of gophers. He froze them. He was going to feed them. He had some odd ideas. And then we came up with the idea that we would make gopher loafers.
Oh,
we would
cute.
Come up with something very Sonoma County and unique. Cute. Anyway, so peonies. Tips for peonies. Don't the gophers like peonies too? Do you have any problems with that?
Haven't had problems with them.
Okay. We just have been trying for years to grow peonies, and we finally tore them out of the backyard. This is 15 years ago, and planted them in the coldest part of our property where it got direct freeze, and they suddenly started producing. It was remarkable.
Yeah, they're cold. It's a strange snap they need that other plants don't need fruit trees need a cold chill, but yeah, a certain amount of hours or degrees below zero, below freezing.
And do you grow your plants organically?
I do. We're certified organic through CCOF. That's been about 3 years, and it's definitely helped through herb sales and produce. Cut flowers are still kind of gaining support for them being certified, but
Well, I think people are really interested in trying to purchase locally produced flowers, wouldn't you say?
Right. And the floral designers in this area really are great at promoting that through this group called the North Bay Flower Collective. We have a website where a lot of different designers are represented.
And you're part of that, too?
I am a founding member.
We're learning so much here from Heidi. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Los Altos, Mountain View area, down in the South Bay, and went to Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo for horticulture, and then have enjoyed Sonoma County for about 12 years.
And you were always a gardener as a youngster?
I was, yes, thanks to my dad. He's an orchardist, and so we had an apple orchard, and that's part of what drew me to Sonoma County, was just the comfort and the smell and the harvest season of the apples.
So you left your orchard in the South Bay and came to Sonoma County. Did you grow apples up here?
Sure. I worked at, picked some, but not as in the production scale, no.
And then what brought you into the world of seaweed?
Right. Yeah, I started a produce farm, Strong Arm Farm, about 9 years ago on some rented land. And in the springtime, as with a lot of farmers right now, it's a little tough to fill your tables that with enough produce to be represented well at a farmer's market. And so I'm like, what else do I have? And so I brought some seaweed that I had still and put in, just had it in a bowl. And it was really popular, both with the customers and the farmer's market manager. This was an Occidental about 9 years ago. And just through that response, I'm like, oh, I need packaging. I need a label. And I'll bring more. And I'll go harvesting more. And it really, demand just grew from the support of my customers. And so soon now, the seaweed has totally eclipsed my produce sales. I just grow like one or two produce items wholesale. And I've stopped farmers markets. I carried both vegetables and seaweed for a lot of years, both in Sebastopol and Healdsburg. And now you're wholesale, primarily.
And so did someone just say, hey, Heidi, want to go out and forage some seaweed with me?
That's pretty much how it started, yes. Some other herbalists from the areas went out, and It was a lot of fun, and I was a vegetarian at the time, and this was a free source of protein. The nori especially, it was really high protein. It was really fun, and it was a local food source, local protein, and I could be kind of self-accountable for my nutrition needs, and that was really appealing. And so gone out at that kind of one day a year for a few years, and so then once the business aspect of it picked up, now I'm going out about 11 times. So
a year. And yeah. you sell this also at retail. I know you have large chef accounts that buy most of your harvesting, but we can purchase this at retail.
Yeah, there's 1 ounce packets. I sell them at Shelton's up in, it's a natural food store in Healdsburg, at the Petaluma Seed Bank, carries a lot, at Mix Garden Center in Healdsburg. And then in Napa, there's Rancho Gordo. They also have a store in the Ferry Plaza. But I'm always looking for more sites that wish to carry the retail packets.
And if you want to go on one of her foraging trips, you go to foragesf.com for all the information about signing up.
Yes.
We'll be back after this.
Hear KSRO all around the North Bay on 1350, plus FM 103.5 Santa Rosa, and now FM 94.5 Petaluma.
On today's SoCo Sun Show, we're going to discuss the process of adding a sunroom to your home with Sonoma County Sunrooms. First of all, David, with your experience, you can provide invaluable assistance with the design concept.
Yeah, our process is like hiring an architect, but without the fees. You know, by using a selection of pre-engineered materials, a building plan can be developed and an estimated cost can be determined, allowing for a smoother process.
Well, that's got to save thousands of dollars, too.
It does. This helps reduce the upfront costs of remodeling.
Why use a manufacturer like Four Seasons Sunrooms?
Their sunrooms have a unique modular design. The components are selected to enhance any home, and the look is incredible. The patented glass technology blocks the heat in the summer and retains heat in the winter. And keep in mind, we can replace older, less efficient sunrooms.
Learn how to maximize your investment with a free in-home design consultation. Get a glimpse at SoCoSun.com or visit Sonoma County Sunrooms on Santa Rosa Avenue, just north of Todd. SoCoSun, design, installations, remodeling.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis of On the Wine Road. If you thought of the term aggressively elegant, what or who would come to mind? You know, someone who pushes the limits but does so with style and grace. Like Princess Diana, maybe Frank Sinatra. Princess Di was elegant but wasn't fazed by walking through a minefield. Sinatra looked natural in a tux but was known as a fighter. Aggressively elegant also describes the 2017 C300 sports sedan that I'm driving from Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. It's sleek, it's sporty, and stylish enough to gather attention. Its design makes for a nice ride, too, with its long wheelbase. It's great for handling and a comfortable ride. If this sounds like something you'd like to drive, get over to Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa on the Corby Auto Row and test drive one. You can pick one up now for $359 a month for 36 months with $4,183 down. And remember to tell them Jeff Davis sent you for an even better deal. For more, visit mbofsantarosa.com.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Walter Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center in Santa Rosa.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your free consultation with Dr. Tom, please call 542-8346. That's 542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
Call 542-8346 or visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Good morning, Kevin. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. What can we do for you this morning?
I'm curious about some varieties of strawberries that grow really good around here. I'm trying to make a barrel that have strawberries and berries and just a variety of stuff that my kids can go out and just pick off and eat.
One of my new favorites now is Albion, A-L-B-I-O-N. Okay. I used to grow Seascape, That's another good one because that was developed by UC Davis, I believe, and does very, very well around here. So those two would be good choices. There's other varieties
Camarosa?
Out there. The old, the what? The,
is it Camarosa? Camorosa? You know that one?
No, I don't know that one. But Steve's suggesting that one, so check that one out.
But I like your idea of the Albion. Are they a little smaller?
No. Average size. But I had tons and tons of berries off of my plants. So that it, and I find it a little bit more tastier than Seascape. So they need full sun. They need a lot of organic matter mixed in the soil. Keep the soil moisture even. Don't add fertilizers, you know, a lot of fertilizers where you're going to get a lot of greenery and then no flowers and so therefore no fruits. Let's see. Of course, they, the old... Go ahead.
Do they produce all season long or is it just a one-shot deal where...
These are both day-neutral varieties, so that means they will produce all summer long. You have some varieties that are just the early summer bloomers and then that the producers, I should say, and then that's it. But, you know, you could have a few of each variety. So you have a little, you know, some are bigger sizes than others. Of course, you know, the Chandler and Sequoia. Yeah. And there was another one, too, that was, that's been around forever and a day. Darn, I can't think of the name. Chandler, Sequoia. I forgot. But if you're going to plant any of them, I would definitely plant Albion and Seascape.
Okay. And the others. How about, is there any red raspberry varieties that are good around here?
I know Heritage is a popular variety that a lot of people like. It does. They do need more sun than shade to get some, and they like the warm weather, but not scorching hot, in order to get that flavor in the raspberry. So you could try that one. Amity is another good one too. So you know, try if you have the room, you could try a couple of each. So you'll see which one you like better. Maybe you'll like both. And then you know, if you don't like one, you can always pull that out and give it to your friend and keep the better tasting ones or the better producing ones.
Okay, so. And how about a lettuce, like a leafy lettuce? Is there any variety that can stand the heat if I put it in the shade with some cover?
Yeah, there are a few heat-tolerant variety lettuces, but there's so many varieties that if you go to, you know, all the different nurseries, they sell all different varieties. It's like not every nursery is going to carry the same ones, so it's hard for me to tell you exactly which variety because you'll hunt all around Sonoma County and you might not find it. So I think it would be best if you go to your independent nursery and say, I'm looking for a loose leaf lettuce that can handle, that's a little more heat tolerant. And then, or they might even say it on the tag. But there are a few varieties that I grew last year and year before. I think May Queen was one name. DeBorn, D-E, and then capital, B-R-U-N-E, something like that. Another good one would be the Lolo Rosa.
Oh, it's a great lettuce.
That's a little heat tolerant. But see, you might
Lolo
not be...
Rosa?
Lolo, L-O-L-L-O, I think Rosa, R-O-S-S-A.
Yes.
Or maybe it's L-O-L-L-A. Lola Rosso or vice versa, something like that.
Okay.
But like I said, these names that I'm telling you, you might not be able to find these varieties because there's so many of them out there and the nurseries are going to buy or grow what they want. So you just read the description and it'll say right there on the description, you know, heat tolerant or cold tolerant or slow to bolt. Look for that one too, slow to bolt. That means it won't send up that stalk. Yeah.
Can I ask one more question about the watermelon? Last year, we grew a yellow variety of the meat, but I didn't save the seeds, and it grew like giant around here. Is there any varieties of watermelon that grow really well around here?
Well, since you've been successful with the large varieties, I don't remember the name of that yellow one that you grew, but an orange one that is called Orange Glow. Mm-hmm. That grows very well here, and I suggest you start the seeds about a month before you want to plant them outside, just so you're going to start with a plant and not direct sow the seeds. Another big red variety is Alibaba.
Okay.
And if you're not successful with your watermelons or you need to try other varieties, I suggest you go to What's Up Farm up here in Santa Rosa on Mark West, and Joby grows the best watermelons I have ever had here in Sonoma County.
So we hope that helps, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
You're okay. Very welcome. Let's grab one more call before we take a break. Kelly, welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO. What can we do for you? Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you guys?
Wonderful, good. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I have a question about jasmine that is just about blooming around here, and my neighbor wanted to know if he could take a sample from my vines to transplant to his office in Windsor, because he looks out on something like a dumpster.
Uh-huh.
And he wants something to kind of get in the way of that, and maybe put up a lattice and let it climb.
And
but
he
doesn't know.
Yeah, I was just saying, do you also teach vine propagation in your flower stuff? Not vines.
Not so much, no.
Have you grown jasmine at all?
I have, and they do take cuttings, I think off the woody material. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd snip off the flowers and use some rooting hormone.
Yeah, would they go pretty well?
Yeah, but if he wants to cover a dumpster, it would be a lot easier for him to just buy a 1 gallon or a 5 gallon plant,
plant it,
and there you go. Otherwise, it'll be 5 years by the time he gets any coverage over that dumpster.
Right, right. Well, okay, then, all right. That answers my question.
Yeah, and even digging
there are
up
big, giant vines that, I mean, they're well-established, and obviously the vines are very tough, and I thought, you know, if you dug up one of those vines, but you can't do that because they're all intertwined.
Right, right. And that's very labor-intensive. And then you've got a 50-50 chance of the plants making it. So it would be so much easier for him to just buy a plant and plant it. And there you go. Done deal. All right.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome,
Nice
Kelly.
Talking to you, Kelly. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Don't go away, Diane. We want to hear about your pest that's on your American honeysuckle. 636-1350. Plenty of time to take more calls, or Steve at KSRO.com. I have a couple questions coming in via email. Heidi Herman is joining us this morning. She's teaching flower propagation classes, commercial growing classes through the JC. Also, her seaweed enterprise is up and running and has been for about, is it 9 years?
Correct.
Somewhere abouts?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really wonderful, and we're glad that she took time to come in and chat with us this morning. We'll be back after a short break, I promise. This is KSRO.
I'm Stephen Curry.
Kevin Durant.
Sean Livingston.
Steve Kerr.
David West.
Tasha McCall.
And this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play.
KSRO.
KSRO.
And now, here's a health update from the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
In Sonoma and Marin counties, being outdoors hiking, camping, and enjoying the fresh air is what we do. Living in the tall grasses on the hillsides and the fallen leaves along the trails are ticks. Ticks are year-round in Marin and Sonoma counties, so be sure to protect yourself from ticks and tick-borne diseases by applying a repellent containing DEET to exposed skin. Wear light-colored clothing with long sleeves and long pants, and check yourself for ticks. Don't forget to check your pets for ticks, too.
The Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is an independent special district committed to protecting public health from mosquitoes and vector-borne disease. All programs and services are funded through benefit assessments and property taxes. Services are provided to all residents in Marin and Sonoma counties at no additional charge.
Learn more about ticks at msmosquito.com.
You've heard about reverse mortgages 100 times on TV, but have you ever heard the whole story? Hi, I'm David Carter, NMLS ID 540322. I've been in the mortgage industry for 12 years, and I specialize in reverse mortgages. If you're 62 or older and you own your home, let's talk. Simply tell me your needs and goals, and I can explain how this great financial tool works. Call me at 707-235-8786 for an appointment. Santa Rosa is my home, and this is where I've guided people like you through the process for 12 years. There's no obligation. So call 707-235-8786. 800-586-8786 to learn more.
Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003 and MLS 1019941. Full licensing at nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Not available to Hawaii and New York residents. Terms and conditions apply. Reverse mortgages are first mortgages. A reverse mortgage is a home secured debt payable upon default or maturity event. Call 973-842-2448 or 888-494-0882. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lender's Law license.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
In cities across America and the nation's capital. Protesters calling on President Trump to release his tax returns, expressing new concern about potential conflicts of interest. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon at the D.C. rally.
We are taking the gloves off to say, knock off the secrecy, Mr. President, and publicly release your own tax returns.
In North Korea, military hardware, including intercontinental ballistic missiles, on display at a massive parade to celebrate the birthday of the country's founder. This as a top official warns that the North would stand up to any threat posed by the United States. The White House says the logs of those who come to visit will no longer be made public. The Trump administration ending an Obama-era practice, making most of those records public through the White House website. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Mostly sunny today, high 67, 58 on the coast. Big cloudy tonight, low 44, 49 on the shores. Light rain for Sunday at 55, 54 in Bodega Bay. A little more rain for Monday at 63, 60 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Listening to Garden Talk live at KSRO from Santa Rosa, California. I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher. Special guest is Heidi Herman from Strong Arm Farm. She harvests and packages seaweed and sells direct to top chefs in the Bay Area and also at several select markets in Sonoma County. Also teaching classes on flower propagation, both for commercial applications and certainly residential growers can benefit by her classes too.
And the organic gardening class.
And an organic gardening class. The best way is to go probably to the srjc.org website to find out about times and dates of Heidi's classes. Thanks for holding, Diane. We are ready to take your call. I know you've been on hold for a bit. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Hi, Diane.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
I'm looking at the tag. It's called American Honeysuckle, and it's about 12 feet high, about 6 feet wide, very dense, and it has developed all these, I'm looking at a branch of it, these little gray insects are all over the branches, climbing, crawling around, and on the tips and underside of the leaves, there's gray clusters of, I don't know if they're the insects or eggs or what they are, but I want to keep this plant, but I don't want a plant with all this disease, because I think it's going to spread to everything else, and it's ugly. So is there anything I can do? I don't like spraying. I heard about spraying water on things, but that seems to me like it would just spread it around more.
Well, if the water spray is strong enough, that's usually enough to kill the small, little, tiny insect. I'm pretty sure you're talking about aphids. I don't think this is a disease, especially since you said they're, like, walking around on the plant. And the description that you're giving, it sounds like aphids. They're coming out in force now because we've had a few nice warm days and the plants are growing. They love new succulent leaves. So I would get a squirter bottle. I'd fill it up with water, add about, 7 to 10 drops of a nice environmentally friendly dish detergent, dish soap detergent. And in the evening, spray the plants, spray all those bugs underneath the leaves everywhere and leave it on overnight. And then in the morning, you take your hose and just wash it off and you'll kill most of these insects, these aphids, and keep an eye on it because some might have survived and then they'll reproduce and come back. Aphids are like a never-ending bug. They just have many generations a year, and sometimes some of them fly, so they could fly onto your plants or they get blown onto your plants. So those are just one of those insects that we have to keep an eye on. If you see small little clusters of them, just use your fingers and squish them, and then there you go. But if you have a big infestation, that soapy water works really well, especially when you put it on in the evening, leave it on, and wash it off in the morning.
Okay. I will give that a try.
Okay. Yeah. Keep us posted on the progress.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your call, Diane. Listener Babette dropped off, it looked like a rose sample, in a little bag. Did you see that?
Yes, I have it here.
And it looked like the bud was discolored. And could you determine what might be eating that bud? It had a little red spot on the bud.
Well, I saw the little bug in there. Little. It's not so little. That's a rose curlio.
Curlio?
It's like a little weevil-looking thing. He has a long snout that he pokes that snout into the bud of the rose at the base of the bud and sucks out all the juices and stuff.
Oh.
And then that causes the bud, the rose bud, to die.
Oh.
It never opens up into a rose. So if you see these guys, these little, like a dark rust-colored bug, just grab them and squish them or pull them off the plant, step on it, whatever you want to do. Because don't spray anything on the roses because, like I said, all these sprays and things that we're putting on our roses are killing our bees. So do not spray. Just go ahead and hand spray.
Is this the time when they're coming out in early spring?
Yeah, you know, obviously, yeah.
No,
yeah,
sure.
they.
So it's the rose curlio.
Curlio. Rose curlio, something.
Okay, and it sticks its proboscis into the rosebud and kills the rosebud, basically.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's what Babette is saying.
Yes,
okay.
So just hand-pick them, and there you go.
We'll be back. We'll talk to Savita. She's online, and a couple other callers before Garden Talk concludes in just a few minutes. This is KSRO.
Sonoma County's home of Coast to Coast AM with me, George Norrie, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
I'm here with Aaron from Sonoma Backyard to tell us about a super sale on all in-stock patio.
This time of year can be a little taxing, so we'd like to help everyone do more relaxing, especially in your backyard. Now through the end of the month, Sonoma Backyard will pay your sales tax or offer 3 years of interest-free financing on approval of credit on any in-stock patio purchase. With a showroom overflowing with premium outdoor furniture, we have tons to choose from to fit any space. Select from durable entry-level styles to ePay wood, all-weather wicker, curved sectionals, umbrellas, fire pits, hammocks, and accessories. And with us paying your sales tax or 3 years of financing, now's the time to make your backyard beautiful. Most outdoor accents, patio sets, spas, and grills are in stock so they can go home with you today.
It's Sonoma Backyard with a showroom full of outdoor furniture ready to move, offering no sales tax or 3 years interest-free on any patio purchase on approval of credit. Sonoma Backyard, right off 101 on Redwood Drive in Cotati, or visit sonomabackyard.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Haley, superintendent of Cotati Roner Park Unified School District. We're proud to be a district creating innovative programs, opening schools, attracting students, and preparing them for college and careers. Our vision is clear. All students are entitled to a successful education. Our focus is learning, and we are a team. We have many exciting programs and opportunities at all of our schools designed to provide an enriched education and meet the needs of all of our students. We are thankful for the tremendous community support we receive. which helps make our schools special places for children to learn. We have strong academic and enrichment programs, magnet programs, and distinguished schools from transitional kindergarten through high school. Come visit and see what we have to offer. For enrollment information for any of our schools, check out crpusd.org. Spring is here, a time of renewal for all of us, so let's enjoy the sunshine as we look ahead to a bright future. Cotati Rohnert Park Unified School District, learning for a lifetime, committed to the future.
A posting from another of Max Arnold's happy clients.
I'm pretty weary of personal injury lawyers, but when the day came that I actually needed one, I was glad I found Max Arnold. I was hit by a driver without insurance, and immediately I thought, I'm out of luck. My friend told me about Max Arnold, and from then on, I knew I would be okay. My shoulder was hurt from the seatbelt, and my car was totaled. But Max Arnold found coverage, and after physical therapy and a new car, with nothing out of my pocket, I'm back to new. I had such a great experience, I'm telling all of my friends.
Hi, I'm Max Arnold. Now, I hope you never need a lawyer. But if you do, you will need someone who will fight your battle with the insurance company. That's where I come in. Been doing it for decades. Call me at 707-535-1920.
Call Max Arnold at 707-535-1920. 707-535-1920.
Hablamos Español.
If you'd like some good reading with your morning Java or tea, pick up today's Press Democrat. You'll read Gwen Kilcher's gardening column in the paper today. We won't have time to tackle it in depth, but maybe next week we can go over today's plant doctor's column that you wrote. Savita is on the line, would like a word with us, calling from Santa Rosa, California. Hi, Savita. Welcome to Garden Talk. What can we do for you this morning? Hi.
So I'm glad you mentioned Gwen and Dana's column there, because when I turned the page, there's really quite a big mistake that's going to send a lot of people on a goose chase, and that is they say to clear out your cargo vehicle, grab a tarp, hit the road this weekend for a plant sale crawl. And I know that at least a couple of those are not this weekend at all. The Harvest for the Hungry Garden, you know, their big sale, mm-hmm. is next weekend. The Santa Rosa Garden Club is next weekend. I don't know about the rest of them, but there's a huge list here. And I'm suspecting that the whole thing just got in there a week too soon.
So when people are reading today's Press Democrat, make sure they verify that a plant sales listed is actually this weekend.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Yes. And wait, didn't you call last week?
Yes, I call all the time.
Yeah, gophers that went through your plastic pots and ate up your lilies.
You have a good memory.
Yeah, well, it's hard to forget that one.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yes. Wow, well, thanks for that info in there. The newspaper people, whoever did that, must have messed up.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be, you know, a heartbreak for a lot of people who go out shopping this weekend and go, yeah, it's not happening, and oops. That one's not happening either.
Oops, that's too bad. Yeah,
it is too bad.
Well, thank you for the heads up.
Although next weekend, welcome. Though, the Windsor Garden Club is having their annual plant sale at the Windsor Green, and that's going to be the first day that the Windsor Farmers Market is opening, too. So that I do know is going on next
Sunday.
So put
that in your calendar. Thanks, Savita. Yeah.
Very good. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate good talking with you. Actually, several people have called and asked us to repeat the name of Renee's plant sale. She's selling the Snow White cherry tomato and a lot of other tomatoes. Mm-hmm. It's on Barnes Road. If you get off the River Road exit, Highway 101, and head west, look for the John Ash and Company restaurant sign. That's Barnes Road. You take a left onto Barnes Road. It's well signed. It's past John Ash and Company restaurant, and you'll find the property on Barnes Road.
It's 4092 Barnes Road, and she'll be on the left as you're heading south.
And what are the hours today? Is it 10
until 5 o'clock? 9 to 5.
Or until everything is sold?
No. No, it'll sell out probably before 5 o'clock, so I suggest you go there sooner than later. But, yeah, she'll be there until 5 o'clock, just in case somebody comes late.
Good morning, Eleanor. Welcome to Garden Talk, live at KSRO. How can we be of assistance?
Thank you. I am calling about the little California iris that are blooming now. When can they be transplanted?
The little calla. The Dutch iris?
The natives?
The native, yeah. Not the Dutch iris. Douglas iris. You see them growing out in the open in the on or somebody's property, or where do you see them?
Well, these are seeds that I planted many, many years ago from a Parks catalog.
Oh. So they're blooming now or no?
Yes, they're blooming.
Okay, I wouldn't do any transplanting until that plant has completely died down. Then you can dig it up and move it where you want.
Okay.
All right? So just enjoy the flowers now. Wait until the foliage turns brown and it's dead as a doornail. And then you can dig it up and move them.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Welcome. Thanks for your call, Eleanor. We'll take a break. We're going to be giving away those tickets to the Seed to Plate dinner on April 23rd at 6:30 at What's Up Farm. That's on Mark West Springs Road. Tickets are $75 each, and it's a benefit, of course, for the new agricultural program through the Redwood Adventist Academy. A lot of those young people are going to have potentially 10 years of hands-on gardening experience, starting as 6-7-year-olds and up to 17-18-year-olds. A remarkable educational opportunity to stay in Sonoma County and grow.
And Joby Oft is the owner of What's Up Farm, is going to be the director of the whole program.
It's a 4-course dinner and, as I said, farm-to-table fundraiser. Tickets are on sale, 707-529-4880, and we have a pair of tickets to give away right in about 7-8 minutes. We also have a pair of tickets to give away to the 25th annual Sonoma County Medical Alliance Foundation's Big Garden Tour, 8 private gardens in Santa Rosa. Still have a few minutes to get in with a question before we draw some names at random. This is Garden Talk Live at KSRO.
I'm Clark Wolf. Listen to At the Table with Clark Wolf, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts at Nature's Spirit Garden, La Vida Buena Nursery, and Ma and Pa Gardens. Savor farm fresh eggs and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, Parsons homegrown hothouse tomatoes, and healthy green salads. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, rabbit, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. Multiple food vendors are serving up an excellent breakfast and lunch using farm fresh products. Chalk Hill Cookery provides yummy plant-based foods, and Lata's Indian Cuisine is always a sellout. Anello Crab and Seafood offers the best clam chowder and fresh crabs. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
For almost 50 years, United Way of the Wine Country has been dedicated to improving lives locally. They're deeply committed to achieving lasting solutions for the entire community in the areas of education, financial stability, and health. Through programs such as Schools of Hope, School Readiness Backpacks, Summer Reading Packs, and Little Free Libraries, and Earn It, Keep It, Save It, United Way is creating opportunities for a better life for all. We all win when a child succeeds in school, when all families and individuals are financially stable, and when people are healthy. It takes everyone in the community working together and living united to create a brighter future. To find out how you can give, advocate, or volunteer with United Way of the Wine Country, go online to unitedwaywinecountry.org or call United Way at 707-528-4485. That's 707-528-4485.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 25 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now is the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 25 years in business is right here in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Reed's. You should buy your trailer at Reed's, a fifth-wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
I do have a question for Heidi. What tools do you use to harvest seaweed?
All right. You'll be surprised. It's similar to the garden tool that I always have on my hip, the red-handled Felco. It's the common shear, and I use that out in on the shore of the Sonoma coast to cut off the seaweed from where it's growing on the rocks.
So you mean I can get into the seaweed harvesting business with a pair of Felco shoes?
That's it. And some rain boots.
Yeah. And rain.
But listen to what she said earlier. Remember what she said? It's difficult. There's a lot of hiking, and it's a lot of work, and a lot of schlepping out the 200 pounds.
And carrying it. They're heavy because it's wet.
It's really soggy and wet. Yes. Yeah. And so we got to lug it up the cliff, and it's dripping down on your back. And but it's, I mean, there's giggling, and it's fun, and it's a gorgeous morning out at the shore, too.
Do you cook with seaweed at all?
I do. I eat it every day.
I mean, raw. You eat it crispy or dried?
I dry it, because then it rots really quick. So it's once it's dried, then you can rehydrate it. I put it in soups.
Do you have recipes on your website?
There are. Yeah, there's a whole sheet where you can download.
Oh, see, we didn't mention that. Okay, so we can go to your website, and there's recipes for what to use the seaweed for.
Yes,
okay?
Kind of a fact sheet at strongarmfarm.com.
Okay.
And tell me again when your seaweed foraging date is, class?
There's a whole bunch. There's some in May, May 13th, 14th. These are all weekend dates, 13th, 14th, the 27th, 28th, 29th, and then set in June 10th and 11th, and June 24th.
And people can look at your website and remember those days, write them down, sign up for them because they fill up fast.
True.
You said. So. Yep.
So whether it's flower growing, vegetable growing, seaweed harvesting, Heidi Herman is the woman to teach you how to do all those wonderful things. Well, this is great. Thank you for making time this morning to come in.
All right. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful meeting you. And we've got to have you back. And we're certainly keeping the loop about your classes and what's going on in the world. I will never have a seaweed snack again without thinking about our conversation today. I always have some seaweed in the kitchen for snacking, but never really thought much about what goes into it. And it's certainly labor intensive, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I wish it came out of the ocean in those wasabi flavored sheets, but it's a little different.
Are any of them flavored?
No. Oh. I mean, they're salty and kind of can taste a good amount of minerals in them.
There's no seasoning sprinkled on any of them?
No.
Just natural right from the sea.
That's right.
Okay, Gwen, we're going to ask you for your two favorite numbers. We're going to give away some tickets between 1 and 10.
3 and 6.
3 and 6. Remember, I randomly choose the numbers, right?
Mix the numbers up and the names. So,
okay, here we go.
They're not in order of the calls.
Okay, 6 is Kevin from Windsor. Kevin has won the Sonoma County Medical Alliance Foundation's tickets coming up on May 19th and 20th, okay? And number 3, did you say?
Yes.
That's Lori from Windsor. She's won the tickets to the Redwood Academy's Seed to Plate event on April 23rd at 6:30 p.m.
And how do they get tickets? How does everybody get tickets?
I have no idea, Gwen. No, I'm kidding. No, we will contact the winners.
You forgot that part.
We will contact the winners within minutes. Our friendly producer will call them and tell them how they can get those tickets.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Great.
So it's Earth Day. It's Earth Day. Are you doing anything, Heidi, next Saturday for Earth Day?
I'm going to some plant sales. I know that.
You got that plan. Gwen, what about you? Anything for Earth Day next Saturday?
I'll be going to Saturday? Horseback riding. My lesson on after the show.
Oh,
yes.
That sounds nice. We're going to have a good show. We're going to have some special guests next week for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. And coming up in just a few minutes, the folks from Handline Restaurant in Sebastopol, the owners and chef will be in, and Peter Lowell's restaurant in Sebastopol, same folks, coming in for a tasting and talking about their extraordinary success with their launch of their new restaurant, Handline, and of course, Peter Lowell's chef, John Ash, in momentarily for the Good Food Hour. Thank you, Gwen. Thank you, Heidi. And we'll talk again next week. Coming up next, the Good Food Hour. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.
I'm Steve Kerr.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Draymond Green.
And you're listening to KSRO Santa Rosa, the North Bay headquarters of Dub Nation. President.